Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of our day. It's always a pleasure to be here, and especially when I get to reintroduce you to a great American, ladies and gentlemen, someone I admire very much, someone who has become my friend and who is your friend, whether you know it or not. Her name is June Reed. June is senior consultant with the Iraq Construction Agency in the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. I guess right now she's in Baghdad, although she does travel around the country from time to time. She's been there now over approximately 2.5 years. June Reed, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. We're glad to hear from you. I know my audience was worried. I know they were worried about you because the last time we were going to be on, we weren't able to connect with you. And I know you were traveling, and sometimes communications isn't the easiest thing over there. But I just want you to know we're glad you're safe.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yes, I am indeed safe.
It's important for you to know that we do worry about you over here, June.
Oh, well, thank you, but really, I am just fine.
Can you give us a little bit of a report on what's going on the ground right now? Are you in Iraq? I mean in Baghdad right now?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm actually in my office, where I usually am when I speak to you, in downtown Baghdad. Yes.
So what's...
Well, lots of things are going on the ground, depending on where you're speaking, all over the country. So... There is development going on. There are loans being made. There are bridges being built. There are many, many, many different projects that are being constructed as we speak, actually all over the country.
So even while we're hearing about all the, I mean, there's no question that there's been a lot of violence in the last several months, especially since the... Since the Shia shrine in I'm trying to remember the name of the town that it was
Samarra.
Samarra. Since that was blown up, and there's been quite a bit of violence. Sunni on Shiite, Shiite on Sunni. Thousands of Iraqis have been killed and injured. There's been a lot of bad stuff over there. But you're saying that even with all that going on, there is progress being made in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's progress actually every day. There are many, many things that are continuing on. We have projects that have been started for some time that are long-term projects that are still in progress and will be completed sometime over the next 12 months. So we have that. There are new projects that are started all the time. We have the provincial reconstruction teams that are out in the various provinces that work with the provincial governors and plan projects for economic development in those specific regions. They look at the groups of monies from the central government of Iraq that the provincial governors use, as well as coalition monies and, in some cases, donor money, to look at what types of projects they can collectively work on for economic development. All of these things are going on. There is a normal consistency to life here in terms of what the various levels of government and individuals do. There are problems here. That is absolutely true also. But there's a whole range of activities that I think people do not get a picture of. They see this as only one particular perspective, as if there is nothing but catastrophe and chaos, and that is not the case.
Well,
there are people, farmers are working on new ideas for agro loans and how to increase their production. We had a huge increase in the production of wheat and dates this year. Many positive aspects are happening here in Iraq all the time, which are never, ever reported.
That's exactly right. They are never reported. You know, June, and of course, when you hear about 40 or 50 people being blown up by a bomb, by a car bomb or whatever, you know, that's going to get the headlines, and that's not a good thing. But I keep thinking back on years ago. I saw a report where they showed a video of a bunch of people protesting, and the way the camera framed the video, framed the event, it looked like there might be 100,000 people protesting. It was really it looked really dramatic. And then the camera panned back, you know, maybe like 50 feet away from everybody, and there were maybe 50 or 60 people there. And so the perspective that we take on these things can amplify, you know, the and distort the reality sometimes. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with June Reed. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and June Reed is in Iraq. She's a great American. Stay with us.
Only you can to make all this world seem right.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. June Reed is our guest. She's our good friend and senior consultant with the Iraq Reconstruction Agency in the U.S. Embassy there in Iraq, stationed in Baghdad, but she travels all over the country. And June, you know, we were talking earlier about what's getting reported. Certainly, the violence has increased, it seems, according to what we see over there. There's discussion about whether there is a civil war going on or not. It's, you know, the entire nation of Iraq is not at war with itself, is it?
No, it is not. No.
I mean, when you think about a civil war, you think about, you know, I know that there are sometimes it seems like there's a civil war because you got one faction going after another faction, but when you take Iraq as a nation, it's not like that, is it?
No, it certainly is not. And obviously, people forget that Sunnis and Shiites have married each other. And many of the people that I speak to say, well, we are not on either side. You know, my wife is one thing, I'm another. Secular violence is terrible. Many people in Iraq have traveled all over the world. They're quite familiar with modern ways. I mean, people forget about that, that these people are sophisticated, urban dwellers, and also are thinking about their country and the future of their country. They are not thinking about how to wreak revenge or how to settle scores of anything. They are thinking about the future of their country. They're here. The people that I work with all the time are here to build their country. And they're thinking about their future and the future of their children. And they are working very, very, very hard to do that. So certainly there are elements, I am not naive, nor is anyone else, about certain realities here. There are vicious, sad things that go on here. People do terrible things to each other here. But that is certainly not the only story. And this is a place in which there is positive movement forward, and it is overshadowed.
Give us an example of some of the positive movement that you see.
Well, there are many plans about all of the continuing reconstruction in the country, looking at master plans on how to connect cities even better, make roads better. I deal with the Minister of Housing and construction, and the plans they have for huge interconnecting highways within the country to make transport even better. They're looking at all of Iraq and determining how best to create an efficiency for transporting goods and people, interconnecting cities. Just as one small little example in terms of one conversation about how to move Iraq forward, they're about to start a huge plan for construction of lower income housing in all of the governance in Iraq to provide clean, wonderful housing for lower-income individuals who have never owned homes or land before. So there is all of this progressive thinking, and that's just two small things that are in one of the ministries.
But we're not seeing any of that reported. Do you get the idea?
No.
Do you get the idea, June, that the media, the international media, doesn't want this effort to succeed in Iraq?
I don't know if they don't want it. I think they continually feed as they do in terms of their perspective. These are supposedly the news people. It's always usually bad news. The people who talk about personalities, it's all sad and bad things about movie stars. It's never anything good. Mm-hmm. All of it across the board, whatever their particular piece of the pie is sensationalism more often than not, and a perspective of negativism. And that is sort of universally what often happens. And so they pick out the bad things. You can pick all the bad things out about New York City, where
exactly.
I live, and it's considered one of the safest and most wonderful cities.
Right.
So, June, here's
a question for you. If I came over there and you and I walked out into the streets of Baghdad, and we walked up to a person who was a professional-looking person, somebody who looks like maybe at a job or whatever, and he was you know, on his way to his work or her work or whatever. And we walked up to them and said, you know, how do you feel about yourself and about your country? What do you think they would say?
Well, there certainly are mixed views here, just like there are in the United States, about any particular topic. However, the Iraqis that I speak with, and I speak with many different Iraqis in different cities and who have different types of jobs, those that have government jobs and those that are certainly in the private sector and do many things in the private sector, they feel that the issues that are confronting Iraq are issues that they have to deal with and that there will be a brighter future. They look at the discomfort that some of them have sometimes on a daily basis with lack of some of the services as a building process for moving forward, and that freedom is worth it. That people forget the atrocities. It seemed to be in control, in quotes, under Saddam, but the undercurrent was tremendous violence, suppression of the vast majority of people for the benefit of the few, and hundreds of thousands of people were murdered. People forget about that at this point.
Well, one of the reasons why they forget about it, June, why we don't know about it, is we now know that in order to gain access, CNN suppressed some of the news that they saw. They didn't report some of the stuff that they saw Saddam Hussein doing. We now know that CNN did that. And it's one of the reasons why, folks, I don't watch CNN. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with June Reed. She's in Iraq. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend June Reed. She is Senior Consultant with the Iraqi Reconstruction Agency at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq, in Baghdad primarily right now. She's in Iraq, in Baghdad. She often travels around the country. June, with all of the talking heads and politicians and all the people who act like they know so much about Iraq and what everybody should be doing in Iraq, we've now got the Iraqi study groups report out and all that kind of stuff. What do you think all this discussion back in the United States about what should be done in Iraq, how does that land on people like you and our military and Iraqis over there on the ground where you are?
Well, obviously, I think that all of us welcome new ideas about just about anything, no matter who or what you are, whether you're here or in the United States, about a lot of different topics. However, I think that some of these things are so far-fetched and that people need to really step back and think very, very clearly. There are many things that are put forth that are simply political. This is a very political perspective and topic right now,
mm-hmm.
and that thus many, many, many things that are being said are motivated not by about creating efficiencies and good things for the Iraqi people and for the our policy in the Middle East. They are motivated by other things, and that does not help. That,
well,
I would say, that perspective does not help. So we are interested in...
Is it demotivating to you, June?
Well, no, it's not demotivating. I simply look at it and consider the sources, depending on who is saying what and how shrill their voice is. I think that taking a step back all the time for all of us, no matter what we're engaged in, and reevaluating, ensuring that we are on the right path, doing the things the most effectively in the best way we can. In this case, the measurement would be for the people of Iraq and for the Middle East to move forward, for us to have good relations here. And that's the thing that we need to keep a perspective on. And for all of us to continually evaluate our progress on that is something we would do anyway.
One of the things, June, that I believe is that well in advance of democracy, capitalism emerges in the countries that are going to be free one day, that are going to have self-determination for their people. I think capitalism precedes democracy. And so my question to you is, do you feel that capitalism is still flourishing in Iraq, or do you think it's been set back by all the violence? Where do you think the economy is with regard to the formation of capital and that sort of thing in these days, June?
Well, I do think that violence creates a perspective and a benchmark in some ways for investors. However, capitalism in Iraq especially has a long history. This is a mercantile country. It has a very long history of entrepreneurs here for thousands of years. So the idea of capitalism, having your own business and creating economic value and wealth and opportunity for people, is something that the Iraqi people have known for a long time.
Do they have more of an expectation of that now than they did under Saddam Hussein's regime?
Well, they couldn't have much of that under Saddam. It was extremely difficult. Now there are opportunities for people to decide what types of business and to how to go about creating those businesses and growing those businesses.
How
that
is
they
the
could
economy?
Not have.
How is the economy right now in Iraq? Would you say?
Well, I would say that the economy is rather mixed. There are places in Iraq where the economy is flourishing tremendously. There is a huge amount of growth up in the northern area, and there are other pockets in Karbala, Najaf area, where there's tremendous investment. And in some of the areas around Basra, there is a great deal of economic development. But there are infrastructure projects going on everywhere, and new ideas about agro-business and production in agriculture is continuing to increase. So there are lots of ideas and perspectives and people doing many things.
June, we have to wrap it up. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of all of my audience and every people around the world. I want to thank you for your service, for your sacrifice, and for your commitment. You're an inspiration to me. I'm so proud of you. I wish you all the best. Be safe and happy holidays.
Well, I will say thank you for all of the people who are here and who have been here, who have served. And happy holidays to all of you.
Thank you, June.
Thank you.
June Reed, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.